Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 5, The Demigods Appeal to the Lord. And we are reading verses 17, 18, 19, 20. But we will probably chant on the verse 17. So, trouble in the paradise, Hare Krishna. Demigods are in the paradise and it's not working. They are dying, demons are winning, so they have to do something. So 17. Nishamyaitat suragana. Mahendra Varunadaya. Nishamya. Hearing. This incident. Suragana. All the demigods. Maha Indra. King Indra. Whose name was Mantra Druma. Mantra tree. We have mantra here in this verse several times. Mantrayanto. You have this word mandarin. Mandarine. Coming from the Sanskrit word mantra. Because mantra means advice, then it became minister, became mandarin in China, the minister or the ruler. And from it was like a special fruit for the minister, so mandarins were called after mandarin, after mantra, mantrin. So next time you see somebody on the street, you say, do you know mandarin? So it's from mantra, and we have mantras here. It's everything from here. So mantra druma maha indra. Varuna adayam. Varuna and other demigods. Na. Not. Adyagachan. Reached. Swayam. Personally. Mantraih. By deliberation. Mantrayanta. Discussing. Vinishchitam. Okay, that's, yeah. A real conclusion. We can read the rest. Tata. Thereupon. Brahma Sabham. To the assembly of Lord Brahma. Jagmo. They went. Mero. Of Sumeru Mountain. It's like you're going to Strasbourg to the International Court in Human Rights. These demons. Murdhani. On the top. Sarvasha. All of them. Sarvam. Everything. Vigyapayan chakruham. They informed. Pranata. Offered obeisances. Parameshtine. Unto Lord Brahma. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Lord Indra, Varuna, and the other demigods, seeing their lives in such a state, consulted among themselves, but they could not find any solution. Then all the demigods assembled and went together to the peak of Sumeru Mountain. There, in the assembly, they have visa-free travel to Sumeru and other planets. It's paradise, so they can go. There, in the assembly of Lord Brahma, they fell down to offer Lord Brahma their obeisances, And then they informed him of all the incidents that had taken place. So all good, right? No. Because 1920 Savilokendra vaivadin niksatvan vigata praban lokana mangala prayan asurana yathavibhu samahitena manasa samsmaran purusham param uvachot pulavadano devan savagavan param. Upon seeing that the demigods were bereft of all influence and strength, nihsatva, no sattva, no spiritual potency, and vigata prabha, no effulgence. So like, normally you have this much effulgence, and then on some days you'll look a little darker. So he says, oh, they are darker, okay. So, bereft of all influence and strength, and that the three worlds were consequently devoid of auspiciousness, amangala prayan. And upon seeing that the demigods were in an awkward position, whereas all the demons were flourishing, Lord Brahma, who is above all the demigods and who is most powerful, concentrated his mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus being encouraged, he became bright-faced and spoke to the demigods as follows. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. After hearing from the demigods the real situation, Lord Brahma was very much concerned because the demons were unnecessarily so powerful. When demons become powerful, the entire world is placed in an awkward position, because demons are simply interested in their own sense gratification and not in the welfare of the world. Demigods or devotees, however, are concerned with the welfare of all living beings. Srila Rupa Goswami, for example, left his ministership and went to Vrindavan for the benefit of the entire world. Lokanam hitakarino. This is the nature of a saintly person or demigod. Even in person lists, think of the welfare of all people. Thus, Brahma was very much concerned at seeing the demons in power. Trouble is inevitable in this world. Duhkalayam ashashvatam. Dukkha, it's the misery machine. That's how this machine is made. Not by design, but by our nature. And if by chance you are not suffering, it's even worse, because you will die. If it's good, it's even worse, because you're just about to lose it. Ashashvatam. So damned if you do, damned if you don't. Both sides are troublesome. So this is dukkalayam ashashvatam. Anityam asukham lokam. Asukham lokam means this world is not easygoing. And if it is easygoing, there's something wrong. Something wrong, and we see Indra had he is not in heaven. He's the king of heaven. He's not Indra. He's Maha Indra. So he's really got it made. You know, he's on top. And then small mistake, he didn't carry the garland long enough. On his neck and on his chest. Sometimes we see, I don't know, it seems that devotees already don't do this so much, but sometimes there is some maha garland and one devotee is trying to give to another devotee, and this devotee is blocking, you know, he's dodging, blocking, is like expert martial, expert boxer, trying to escape the garland. Because no, I'm not good for this. Yes, I'm not so elevated. The garlands is for big devotees. I'm very small devotee. A very small devotee. However, we see that Indra lost the whole kingdom, and the whole universe was suffering because he didn't carry the garland long enough. So in India, you see, people usually are very enthusiastic about every kind of prasad. So garlands, please, thank you. Fire, it's when they carry out the lamp, you know, just you have to be very careful because there's going to be a stampede. You know, stampede, like a big crowd rushing. Fire, let me touch. Have you seen in India? Yes. Water. Water is easier because it's thrown usually from the altar. In fact, this is exclusively started by one Swami in ISKCON. This because he had glasses, so he didn't like when they throw it from the altar. So now we have it very, very gentle, you know, on the top of the head a little bit, which is nice. Many things we have very democratic and generous in the sense of, like, in India now we have 5 days of the Julan Yatra. Hare Krishna. What's Julan? What's Julan? Kako? Ne. Swing. Kako? Gogalica. Gugalica. Gugalne. Gugalnica. Gugalnica, okay. It's a Googlash or Kako? Googlash. Uh-huh, yes. Because it's hot. Not hot, it's hot and humid. No. And what do? You swing. And it's like if you come to as a guest summer, they put you on a swing and then you swing and it's very pleasant. Here on that next street, if you go, you can see there is one swing also. Usually it's for children. But in India, people maintain the childhood enthusiasm till they die. It's very nice actually. I remember watching some construction from a roof of where I stayed, and the guys, Indian guys, they brought a tractor with sand. No, tractor with big wheels, they brought, dumped the sand, and then they go back. So any Western driver, he would go around. Now they decided to go over the sand, and they go and they can't because it's very high. So, and go back because the sand heap is very high, the wheel doesn't reach. So then, you know, again, every Western person, after trying, they would just go around. But then, no, they all looked back, how high, okay, tractor, so then they press harder. And vroom, and they go through. And they are happy. Yes, we made it. You know, like it's fun. We all like a little fun, you know. And so we keep a little fun till we die. No harm. It will not kill over this tractor. But I could see I was very impressed how they have this. So also here we have usually swing for children, but in India it's for adults. Not only India, also everywhere we have some special swing in the porch, in the garden. Yeah, they sell some swing. Yeah. Sometimes with a little canopy from the sun, so you can feel a little breeze, a little wind. So Julan Yatra. So in India, the deities, these 5 days, all the deities are on a swing. And you come to the temple and you can see the deities are on a swing. Also in ISKCON around the world, usually we have this festival. And like Radharaman, he has a silver swing. Not just a swing, but a silver throne on a silver swing. So you can come and you can look and say, wow, my Lord has a silver swing. This is cool. But in every temple, even every our temple means Gaudiya temple, Krishna, only the pujari can do. But in our ISKCON temple, everybody loves because you come and you have big swing and you have Utsav Murti of Radha Shemasundar, special Murtis of Radha Shemasundar, and every guest can approach. They throw a few drops to clean the hands and then they come and they can swing, you know. So depending on how bona fide you look, you can get 1 second or even 15 seconds. If you have dhoti or and kantimala and tilak, okay, you get 5-10 seconds. If you just, you know, pants and, okay, 2 seconds, next. And then, it's not it, they give you sweets. You know, it's, of course, this is the temple, so you do a little seva, then sweets. Normal, right? Different sweets, they give you sweets. And then there is, if you want, you can give donation. Also, must be there, because people want to give. And sometimes it's difficult, made not so easy to give. Some tray for donations. So we have it available everywhere. So in our temples it is available. So what I'm saying is that Mahaprasad, I started by saying that in India you can see people are very eager for Mahaprasad. Our very famous Radha Govinda in Jaipur, a very interesting who has been in Govindaji in Jaipur? Have you been to Govindaji in Jaipur? It's popular to go for the Mangalarati. And they had an interesting system for maintaining the temple. They had the king's family, and servants. Whoever missed Mangalarati, they had to give some fixed fine, like 5,000 rupees. And from this, that was the going to the deities for maintaining 5,000 rupees for maintaining. So there you have very tasty Mahaprasad, bundi laddu. These are little balls fried in ghee with soaked in sugar water, made in balls. So then you buy this Mahaprasad, and it's a very simple recipe, but from different temples it tastes differently. Some temples it tastes like some mercy bomb you put in the mouth, and it's like a bomb of mercy. You feel, Krishna is wonderful. Before you go around and you think, oh, life is tough, and then you take this, put it inside, no, Krishna is good. It's a psychological mercy bomb of prasada. So then you buy it, and it's very interesting. They give you, depending on the donation, they give you bigger or smaller bag, and then everybody is looking at you. Yes, they look at Govindaji, and then they see you bought Mahaprasad, they look at you. And then they look, what will you do? You can just put it, you know, in and go away. So then they look back at Govindaji. Or many people, they buy like two bags. One bag they take for home and friends, and one bag they look around to give. And then all the guests, they move in and they take some of this Mahaprasad, which, you know, is a loving exchange. People are not so hungry, you know, that it's not that we miss a little bit of, this fatty, sugary sweet. You know, nowadays everybody can can have it. But they come to accept Mahaprasad, take Mahaprasad from everybody, which is also for India is a big step. You don't take food from anybody. Plus, it's given by the hand. So now here it's just the pandemic rules. Somebody is giving the look. What are his hands? Does he have a glove? Sorry. did he wash the hand? But in India, it's always like this, you know, that the brahmana, he will always keep the hands washed. But others, how do you know? You never know. Hare Krishna. I remember in Dubai, in an airport, they've already finished. I went to the restroom, and I saw a guy from a restaurant with a cook, you know, with a cook's white cap. You know, they have these caps, white gown. No, dressed as a cook, who went to the urinal. And then from the urinal, he went straight out of the door. He didn't divert to the to wash the hands. Who does this, you know, useless? Why wash? He went straight back to the restaurant. So, you know, that's why devotees don't eat. Try to avoid, you know, things. So in India also, they have high standards. They don't take food from anybody. But when they see that, you are in the temple, you are worshipping Govinda, they trust you. Okay, you will probably have washed your hands. We can hope that you are washing your hands, and so you're with the Mahaprasad, then everybody's coming to take. So Indra didn't show enough enthusiasm for Durvasa's prasadam garland, and so everything was lost. Everybody was suffering. Paradise was suffering. And all the demigods got together. Who did we read about? We read about Indra, Varuna. So all water is ruled by Varuna. Indra, our arms are ruled by Indra. So all the demigods, they control the universe, but they couldn't find a solution. They could not find a solution. There was a trouble, they could not find a solution. So they go to Lord Brahma. Does Lord Brahma have a solution? No. He doesn't. He says, let's go to the big boss. That's his solution. Let's go to the big boss. Does Ajita say, oh, no worries, I'll just snap my fingers and that's it? No. He says, you need to do some heavy, heavy work. Which work? Let's take the blender to the ocean. You know, blender. To the ocean and make whipped nectar from the ocean. Whip up some nectar from the ocean. And it's a heavy work. They actually fainted several times out of exhaustion, you will read. They felt tired. They felt tired. People can actually die from exhaustion. There was this, explorer of Antarctic who wanted to reach the South Pole. And he had a phone, he had everything, and he was just something like 20 kilometers away from the South Pole. 20 kilometers was remaining. But he felt he is exhausted. So he called in, and they took him by the, I think, helicopter or something. They took him back. And he died in a hospital 3 weeks later of exhaustion. It was too late. He called in too late. He still died without even reaching. So it's not easy. So Vishnu revived him several times. demigods and demons, they fell down of exhaustion, and he, no, get up, work. And they keep working, and then they churn and they produce nectar. So, in this world, trouble will be there. Now, your task is to find your personal preferred sort of trouble. Yes. So, if you eat your own trouble, you're okay. If you eat somebody else's trouble, not only you have trouble, you will also be wrong. Krishna says, no, better eat your own trouble even in the wrong way, rather than perfectly eat somebody else's trouble. That reminds me, I probably mentioned this a couple times already, but Manidhar Prabhu, he was put as a director of the restaurant in Stockholm, Govindas, by Harikesh. And he, you know, it sounds good, be the director of a restaurant. If you don't know what means a restaurant and a director, you think, must be something good. You know, you come there, there is sweet Balarams and sweet ice cream. It must be a very good job. So he starts running this restaurant, and it's trouble, trouble, trouble. And it's a lot of trouble. So then he goes to Harikesh. He says, there's so much trouble, so many problems. And Harikesh chastises him. He says, a manager eats problems for breakfast. If there is no problem, if there is no trouble, you're not needed. We don't need you. You're happy. If you're a manager, you're happy that there is the problem. Because it means gives meaning to your life. Makes your life meaningful. Gives purpose to your life. So, trouble you cannot avoid. You just have to avoid the wrong sort of trouble. So everybody finds their own trouble. So, a kshatriya, yes, what's his trouble? His trouble that he eats will be some attacks, will be some lack of organization. Right? A vaishya, what's his trouble? It will be some ineffective way to run the world, or lack of food, or lack of money. Who is a vaishya? Vaishya is somebody who turns dirt into gold. There's 20 hectares of dirt. And what does a vaishya do? He can come naked. There actually are stories of totally naked businessmen. He came out of a forest. He lived in a Amazon forest with Indians for 7 years. He came out, and in 2 days he had 35 millions in New York. 2 days, yes. It's an amazing story. I forgot which book it was, how he... $35 million. He just went, made friends with one. He opened some stand with food, kiosk with food in another. He made friends with another. He went to take a loan in a bank. With this loan in a bank, he made a down payment on a big skyscraper, and this skyscraper he offered to somebody else, and in 2 days he owned 35 million. So from nothing. Or, you know, like the field. It's dirt. It's dirt. So you just bring a few seeds. You don't have seeds? Borrow. And then you put, and then you give a little love, and then you have a whole field of nice pumpkins. Then you have to, you know, find a way to sell them and use them and so forth. Feed somebody. So, for the mother, the trouble she eats is pacifying the child, helping the child to grow. For the husband, the trouble he eats is pacifying the family, keeping the family on track. For a Brahmana, the trouble you eat is what? What's the Brahmana's preferred dish of troubles? So what's the trouble? Ignorance. Ignorance and quarrel, actually, theoretically. Ignorance and quarrel.